I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois groups against cash bond and pretrial detention rallied in Springfield last weekend to call for an overhaul of pretrial practices. Margaret Tucker of Springfield says her son spent 2 years in jail in the 1990s because her family could not afford to pay his bond.
What we would like to see is for the cash money bonds to be abolished because it's so unfair, especially if they want us to believe that in our democracy, you're innocent until proven guilty.
The Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Pretrial Practices was formed in 2017 to review the state's pretrial system. It is set to release its recommendations at the end of the year. In other news, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last month that it cannot intervene in cases where state lawmakers draw political boundaries to benefit one party over another. Christine Herman has more on what that could mean when state election maps are drawn after the 2020 census.
Political scientist Chris Mooney is with the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs. Speaking on the 21st show, he says the Supreme Court ruling means the power to draw maps will stay with the states. In Illinois, that means it stays with the party in power.
It's, you know, them that's got gets. So if you're in power, this is the way to keep power, and that's all it's about.
He says both parties are to blame for drawing districts in odd shapes to maximize votes for themselves. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll veto any map that's unfair. But Mooney says he'll be shocked if Pritzker goes toe-to-toe on this issue with longstanding Democratic Speaker of the House Mike Madigan.
Because this is the most important thing for Mike Madigan and the party establishment in a decade. It always is.
Mooney says if Pritzker did take on this battle, he expects he would lose. I'm Christine Herman.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's office is urging Illinoisans to report any damages caused by recent flooding to their county's emergency management agency. That's in order to increase the likelihood of the state qualifying for federal aid. A release from Pritzker's office said Illinois can qualify for federal assistance if the total flood damage in the state meets or exceeds $19 million. A formal request to the federal government must be submitted by August 3rd, 30 days after the last affected river fell below major flood stage. Once the state completes the report, the Federal Emergency Management Agency makes a recommendation to the president, who has the final say on whether relief can be granted. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Ohio River at Caro fell below flood stage over the weekend. It ended a record stretch of continuous flooding at 156 days. It started February 8th. The previous record of 97 days happened back in 1973. River levels continue to fall along the Mississippi River at Cape Girardeau and Thebes. Each location has been at flood stage or higher for 120 days. Heavy rains slowed crop planting across the Midwest, and including Illinois. Chase Cavanaugh has more on the outlook.
The United States Department of Agriculture reports planting was significantly delayed by the rainfall in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Statistician Mark Schleusener says the late planting of crops such as corn and soybeans means a later harvest season. That, he says, may pose additional risks to farmers.
An early hard frost or killing frost could be very detrimental to crop production in Illinois and around the Midwest. One more thing that may happen, if the crop does not dry down, producers may have to dry it themselves.
Last week, Illinois reported the highest levels of January to June precipitation on record, at an average of 28.2 inches. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
A Union County man faces prison time after admitting to battering a woman. The Jackson County State's Attorney says 43-year-old Kenneth DeRosset of Wolf Lake pleaded guilty to aggravated domestic battery and violation of order of protection. He received a 4-year sentence, and both sentences will run concurrently. I'm Jennifer Fuller.